Hello, sunshine. Welcome to Thursday, or as we like to say, Happy Friday Eve. We're here in beautiful Miami ahead of the big Formula One race this weekend, where drivers like the legend Lewis Hamilton will be going flying down the track. More on him in a few. Let's get this show on the road and do what we do. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. Let's start today with something that's making big headlines out of Hollywood in the entertainment industry, the writer's strike. More than 11,000 members of the Writers Guild of America went on strike for the first time in more than 15 years. It's a move bringing the production of many television shows to a standing halt, and it could even possibly delay the start of new seasons of other shows later this year. Writers say they are not being paid by the studios fairly in the streaming era. Union leadership says, quote, "Studios' responses to our proposals have been wholly insufficient given the existential crisis writers are facing, and that they are, quote, closing the door on their labor force and opening the door to writing as an entirely freelance profession." Now, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers is the trade association that bargains on behalf of the studios, television networks, and streaming platforms. They said in a statement that its offer included, quote, "generous increases in compensation for writers," unquote, but was not willing to meet some of the union's demands, such as requiring companies to staff television shows with a certain number of writers for a specific period of time, whether needed or not. Many shows on cable and broadcast networks have already filmed their final episodes for the current season, but late night shows will be the first to be impacted with this strike, as many of those shows have already announced they'll be going dark this week. Our Stephanie Elam has more for us from the picket lines.
These members of the Writers Guild of America are out here in front of Netflix and Hollywood to voice their displeasure with contract negotiations and saying that they're on strike because they need to make a living wage. A lot of these people live here in Los Angeles or in New York, where those are two of the most expensive cities in their country, and they're saying they need to make a living wage. And at issue, they're also saying that they should make more money for the shows that they do for the streamers. They're saying that that business model hasn't adapted and they're not getting their fair share. Also, they're saying they want to make sure that the writer rooms are protected and the number of writers who are on the show have viable work. They're saying that the studios are really pushing for a gig economy, and they're saying they can't support their families that way. In fact, take a listen to one of the writers talk about their frustrations.
It's become a gig job rather than a stable job, and you are searching all year for your next job and your next job, and taking offers that are less and less and being told by the companies, this is simply what we offer now.
I am not living in Beverly Hills. It's a struggle for everybody. It's hard. I mean, it's expensive to live in this town. And I think we're all, you know, everybody struggles. Everybody's trying to pay bills. Everybody's trying to just make a decent living and a decent wage. And I don't think what we're asking for is unfair at all.
Now, on the other side, the studios are saying is that the business has changed. They're saying they're feeling pressure from Wall Street to bring down how much they've been spending on all the shows that they are streaming and all the shows that they are making. And they're saying they don't want to pay to just have writers in the room if they're not working specifically on any show at that time. Of course, this is a very far gap between where they are right now. The last time we saw a strike, it was 15 years ago, and it lasted for 100 days, and has had estimates of costing some $2 billion or so. Right now, where they are, they're not even sure if they're even close to getting to a deal, I'm told by the chief negotiator for the WGA. But as far as the people who watch these shows, the people who consume these shows, it's impacting already, because we've seen the late night talk shows already go to black. They are saying they will be black as long as this strike is happening. So that means Seth Meyers, that means Stephen Colbert, that means The Daily Show and Saturday Night Live, all dark for now. As far as TV shows and movies, a lot of those are already pre-produced and already in the can. But if this drags on for a long time, then some of the favorite shows that people like to watch could be impacted. You might see seasons delayed. All of that is down the line. But for now, this is what the Writers Guild of America says they need to do to get their fair share of pay. Stephanie Elam, CNN, Hollywood.
10-second trivia. In 1955, mathematician John McCarthy coined what term? Artificial intelligence, virtual reality, metaverse, or 3D printing? AI had a number of early contributors to the concept, but McCarthy is credited with coming up with the name. The advancement of AI technology has been so swift that many of us can look at something today and question, is that real or not? especially when it comes to photos, videos, texts, and music, to name a few. Well, Geoffrey Hinton, also known as the Godfather of AI, decided he had to blow the whistle on this technology he helped develop. He made headlines for leaving his role at Google last week because he wanted to speak more openly about his growing concerns around AI. Hinton said AI has the potential to eliminate jobs and create a world where many will, quote, not be able to know what is true anymore. Our Anna Stewart has more on Hinton's warnings.
The chorus of critics warning about the risks of AI are growing louder. And this particular voice comes from Geoffrey Hinton, a pioneer of the technology. His work on neural networks provided a key foundation for many of the AI applications that you see today. Now, he has quit his job and he's tweeted that he left so he could talk about the dangers of AI without considering how that impacts Google, adding that Google has acted very responsibly. And for its part, Google says it remains committed to a responsible approach. Hinton says he's concerned that people won't be able to distinguish what's real and what's AI generated or manipulated by the internet. And that includes music, videos, text, photos, and we are seeing examples of this a lot. Hinton also expressed concern about the impact AI will have on people's jobs. And that comment came as the CEO of IBM, in an interview with Bloomberg, said AI may replace up to 30%, around 7,800 of their back office jobs. Finally, Hinton says AI could become smarter than people and pose a threat to humanity. And he now thinks that will happen much sooner than he had once thought. Now, all this, he says, has been exacerbated by huge competition by the big tech companies. There's OpenAI, there's Microsoft, Google, IBM, Amazon, Baidu, Tencent, all racing to position themselves in the AI space. But Hinton thinks perhaps there should be a pause. He says scientists should really work together at this stage to control the technology, saying, I don't think they should scale this up more until they have understood whether they can control it. Anna Stewart, CNN, London.
All right, today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is the one and only Lewis Hamilton, widely considered as the GOAT, the greatest of all time in Formula One racing. He has more wins than any other driver ever and a record-tying 7 world championships. He started driving karts as a kid, and some people would make fun of him because he couldn't afford a fancy kart like other racers. But Lewis's dad said, son, let your racing do the talking. And today, Lewis has built himself into a legend with hard work, dedication, and belief in himself. You know, youngsters today, they see social media and they think success is easy and it's overnight.
Yeah.
Not true. I think it's really important that they see legends like you had to grind before you shine. What was one of the jobs coming up when you look back, you just kind of giggle about it?
Cleaning cars, probably. I was cleaning cars for like a dealer in town. I worked at a clothing store, and I worked at a sneaker store when I was like JD Sports when I was a kid. So I tried a bunch of different things, but I was always, when I was at work, all I was thinking of is how I'm going to win the next race. And yeah, I think you're right. Today, I think people do see successful people on social media, and it's hard to understand how much grafting it takes to become, to get to a good place. And but the crazy thing is, I'm in my 17th year of this sport, been doing it 30 years. I'm still grafting. I'm still having to chip away. I'm still having to work like never before to be able to excel in a sport that's constantly evolving. The competition is constantly rising. It's getting more and more, it's getting tougher and tougher by the year. You just got to have the winning mindset and also that belief in yourself that you will get there no matter how many times you fall.
Awesome stuff. You can see Lewis on TV zooming at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour this weekend right here in Miami as he keeps chasing greatness. Hope something in today's show helped you chase your greatness as well. Great potential lies within. Special shout out is going to the Asset School in Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha and many blessings to you. I'm Coy Wire and we are CNN 10.